So today is Chaitra Shuddha Purnima. Is that so? Today is Chaitra Shuddha Purnima. That is the birthday of Lord Hanuman. It is explained that when Lord Brahma took all the demigods to Lord Vishnu to tell that Ravan and his brothers and his people are creating havoc on earth, please do something. So that time he had told all the demigods that you will have to give your part. You yourself have to incarnate in monkey kingdom, in Vanara kingdom. So all the demigods, they took birth as children of monkeys. Nal Neel, Sugriva, sun god, that is Surya. He incarnated as Sugriva. And Ashwini Kumaras came as Nal and Neel. So many, many demigods appeared. So like that, Vayudev was told to incarnate as Hanuman. So it is explained that there are two stories about his birth. When when Dasharatha Maharaj was performing Putra Kamishti Yagya, typically all these fathers of God, they are not getting children till 80-85 year old. Even Nanda Maharaj also 85 year old. Vrishabhanu Maharaj also was 85 year old. Till that time, no children. Of course, that was Dwapar Yuga, but it's not like 85 today is like old skin is hanging. In that time, 85 is not an old age, but still it is a long time to have a child. So even Dasharatha Maharaj also did not have a child. So he called Vasishtha Muni and he did Putra Kameshti Yagya. Putra Kama Ishta Yagya. That means with the desire of having a son, Yagya was performed. Vasishtha Muni performed the Yagya. And as a result of the Yagya, there was a prasad. Kheer prasad was generated. And then Vasishtha gave it to Dasharatha and told to give it to your wives. So he divided it into two parts. And one part he gave to Kaushalya. Second part was divided into again two parts. And it was... Second part was given to the other two wives. And in that, when it had been distributed, one small part was stolen by one bird. And the bird flew away. And then somewhere in South India, which is called Anjaneya Parvat, where Kesari and Anjani were staying. There are two monkey soldiers. You know? She was a very great, brave monkey lady, and he was a senapati of monkey, Kesari. So they had taken birth already. So it is said that when Kesari approached his wife, at that time she was praying before that, and this thing fell in her hand. So she ate this. And then when Kesari united with her, at that time Vayudev entered her womb. This is very mysterious and complicated, but because we don't know how this happens. But this happens, okay? So Vayudev also entered in her womb and they united. So physically they united, but spiritually Vayudev entered as their son. At the same time, even the Kheer Prasad also was taken by her. So in technical sense, Hanumanji also is the brother of Lord Ram. As much as Bharat and Shatrughna and Lakshman, he is also brother of Lord Ram. But that soul who is physically a brother of Lord is a servant of the Lord. Because he is Vayu, no? Vayu incarnated. And this same Vayu came next time as Bhimsen. When the next Yuga came, as the son of Kunti, when Kunti Devi got the boon from Durvasa Muni that I will give you 5 mantras, and when you will chant any mantra, each one of them, thinking of one demigod, it will pull one demigod. Mantra is same, but when you chant the mantra with Surya in mind, Surya will come and Surya will give you a son and go. Then we will call Vayu, and Vayu will come and give you sun and go. So like that, when she called Vayu, Bhimsen was conceived. When she called Yamraj, Dharmaraj Yudhishthira was conceived. When she called Ashwini Kumaras, Sahadeva and Nakul was conceived. And when she called Indra, Arjun was conceived. So the same Vayu in Trita Yuga came as Hanuman. Same Vayu incarnated as Bhimsen. And then in the next Yuga, he came as Madhvacharya. In this Yuga, the same Vayu came as Madhvacharya. We just went to Udupi, na? We narrated the full story. You were there? In Udupi, yeah. So how Madhvacharya was conceived as son of Vayu. So there is a picture in Udupi which is having Hanuman like this, and in between there is Bhimsen with Gada, and in Bhimsen there is Madhvacharya sitting like this. All three together. Same, you know. So, and basically everybody, all three of them have exhibited power, knowledge, renunciation. It's common, you know. Of course, Bhimsen was not very much in renunciation. Bhimsen was more of power. But Madhvacharya was renunciation, knowledge, strength, everything was there. But. And Hanuman was much more elaborate than these two also. Hanuman was so knowledgeable that you cannot imagine. So on Chaitra Shuddha Purnima, Hanumanji was born. On Chaitra Shuddha Navami, Lord Ramchandra was born. And immediately after that, other ladies can delivered. So technically they are all contemporaries. But they are just like, you know, he is the first one, the second one, third one. So eldest is Lord Ram. But technically they are from the same time. It's like Judwa Bhai kaise rehte hain. Usme bhi koi pehla aata hai, koi baad mein aata hai. But they are all like that. So this Hanumanji, knowledge point of view. Hanumanji ka jo story hai na, ki he was so strong as a child. Let a complete lesson. It's diversion. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So he was very powerful, plus child. So somebody's child is very powerful, then he will become very naughty, na, because so much power is there. There's no control over in the brain. So he saw the sun in the sky, and he thought it's a very beautiful apple, a beautiful orange, and he wanted to eat it. So he just jumped toward the sun. And sun, being so powerful also, became very scared that he will eat me up. So he complained to Indra, the king of demigods. This is what is happening. So Indra, what he did, he saw the child coming up, and he was very powerful. He'll come and disturb the whole scenario. Sun coming, moon coming. So he threw Vajra, the powerful weapon of Indra himself, the most powerful weapon. He threw it, and it hit the chin of Hanumanji. Hanumanji, from skies, he fell down on the earth, unconscious. So Vayudeva became very angry. He said, my son is like that, hit like this, you know, such a small child, and he's fallen unconscious, and his chin is broken. So that's why his name is Hanuman. And what he did, out of anger, he stopped Vayu supply to full creation. I have something in my hand, so I will show you. So, to all the 14 planets, from Brahmaloka to Pataloka, Prasatala Loka, there was Vayu supply from Vayudev only. And we all should know that we consider Vayu only in the air. There is Vayu in you also. Vayu in your lungs, Vayu in your spine, Vayu in your brain, Vayu in your joints. That's why movement is there. I am moving this because there is Vayu which is helping me to move. I am turning here because there is a role of Vayu to play in that. There is also Vayu in the spine. So people get paralysis, people get hemiplegia, people get rheumatoid arthritis, people can speak also because of one Vayu, Udan Vayu. There is Udan Vayu, then you can speak. There is Apan Vayu, then you can pass motion and urine. Everything is controlled by Vayu. Every activity in your body, intestinal peristalsis or ureteric peristalsis to pass urine, or peristalsis to pass stool or to digest the food, everything is controlled by Vayu. There are Vayus moving in different directions. That's why we are doing different actions. So those all wires also were stopped. So everything became like this. Can you imagine? You can't move only, you are just stuck. And plus you can't breathe because there's no air moving in the atmosphere also. So whole the universe was just stuck. It was live, but it was stuck at one point. So they all summoned to Vayu, please, please. So they requested him. Then Vayu released. Then they all, so in return, they said, we'll bless your son. So each demigod blessed Hanumanji. So in the bargain, Hanumanji was a benefactor. He gave, they got the all benefit. And today I don't have the list of all benedictions. Each demigod gave him benediction. Brahmaji gave benediction. Saraswati gave. Indra gave. And Surya gave. And every single person gave such benedictions na, that I think except for Ravan and Hiranyakashipu, nobody must have got such benedictions. But those benedictions to Ravan, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu were given out of lele yaar tu chal abhi jaa yahan se. Too much of this. It's like a bad person that comes in front of you to stop him from committing bad activity. You will say, you go, take this, go, keep quiet, please. And some good person you give willingly, please take, you know, like happily you give to saintly person. Hanumanji received benedictions in that mood, with great love, ki, you are the deserving candidate, please take. So one of the many benedictions Hanumanji got, that Suryadev said, because Suryadev is emblem of knowledge along with Saraswati. So he said, ki, I will give you all knowledge, but I can't stop because I have to keep on moving. So Hanumanji was such a great soul. Hanumanji said, ki, I will keep running in front of your chariot, but backwards. You will keep coming like this, with 1,000 horses, sun will come. This is how the sun is traveling. With the chariot of 1,000 horses, with full effulgence, is traveling. So he can't stop. So to receive knowledge from him, he can do it only when he is traveling. So the disciple has to be in front of him. So he is standing in front of him like this, chariot is moving like this, so Hanumanji is running ulta, running backwards. And that way Hanumanji has gained knowledge from Suryadev. Can you imagine? Such determination is there in him. No? He is adjusting himself as per the convenience of the teacher. If you want to take out best thing out of someone, suppose I want to learn from her best of dietetics, so I have to find her convenience, where she is in best mood and best condition and best suitability, so she can give everything. If you catch her at wrong time when she is tired, and wrong time when she is with family, or when wrong time she is out of town, she cannot give you best knowledge. So if you have to take out best knowledge from her, I have to see where, what is best situation for her, which is not going to cause any difficulty for her, and she will be full-heartedly pouring knowledge out. So he, that is the sign of a best disciple. Best shishya is that one who will take out best knowledge from the teacher as per the convenience. That's why one of the items of taking out best knowledge from the teacher is to please him through service. That's why disciples would go to jungle, cut wood, bring it home, serve the Guru Mata also, you know, and wash the house and put cow dung everywhere. You know, serve, bring flowers, bring wood. So that disciple, I mean, the Guru Mata is very pleased, Guru is very pleased. Then out of love, the Guru is giving knowledge. Okay, sit down. Let me tell you what I can. Like Dronacharya was giving knowledge to Arjuna. How? Because he saw Arjuna practicing in the middle of the night. He said, Arjuna, you're not sleeping? He said, how can I sleep? Because next day, before I learn from you next art, I have to perfect this art today only. So I am practicing in the night. So night may also he gave some knowledge to him. Being so pleased with him, in the night he gave him new lessons which nobody got the lessons. And then what happened? Ashwatthama was son of Dronacharya. So he was teaching Dronacharya, Ashwatthama, something very secret which he was not even teaching Kaurava Pandavas also. And Arjuna came to know. So he came there also. So Arjuna also learnt everything what Ashwatthama learnt. Like as a father, he was giving something, you know, unique and special to his son. That also Arjuna learnt. So Arjuna pleased Dronacharya to such an extent that as much as his son, he started loving him. Not only as a student, as his own son, everything. Arjuna was his pet from all point of view. That is the way of learning knowledge from Guru. It's not just, you know, a salaried teacher comes and paid student comes and sits in the class and 11 to 11:55 is my class, so he gives and goes. That is not the best way of receiving knowledge. Receiving knowledge is first through service. When you serve, if sometimes student comes to you and really pleases you by something, you know, like gives you a birthday small token or brings some laddus from Diwali day to you, teacher, thank you very much. So you will see that student will never have difficulty. You will sit for out of class and explain to him and help him in exam what the difficulties are. Even for me, my teachers have done that. Out of love, you know. They will not say, after 5 o'clock you are asking me to sit down in the class. No, they will sit down willingly and they will teach the student out of love. When there is love, true knowledge comes out. Mother-in-law will not give the knowledge to her daughter-in-law. But to daughter, she will give all recipes. But sister-in-law, daughter-in-law ask, can you teach me sambar? So, for a... Okay, chalo. Eat dalo. Aisa bolti rahegi. But sister, daughter ke liye kaise karegi wo? Tum khade rahegi, usko haath nikal ke, usko itna dalne ka, beta, this is how it is. This is the secret. This is how you have to grind it. And this is how to, at right time, you have to put it. So, love is important. And how the love comes is because of service. You serve, you please, and the love comes. So that's why Lord Suryadev could give such knowledge to Hanumanji. So much of love and happiness. This is one way. And there are many benefits he got. He can become small whenever he wants. He can become big whenever he wants. He can become invisible whenever he wants. He can change his form when he wants. Anything. Anything on earth he was having. Knowledge point of view. And the greatest thing of Hanumanji was that with all these expert things that he had tremendous humility, which is very rare. If somebody has power, somebody has knowledge, somebody has great birth, somebody has all authority, then the first thing what happens is he becomes proud. Is that right? You may not be qualified, but suppose you are put as a principal of the school or dean of the school, immediately the chair only starts, you know, I am something, you know. Immediately you become proud. More than the position, the proudness is more than the position. Disproportionate. So now you see now all these people who are ministers, they are most unqualified people. But as soon as they get chair, the first thing is that arrogance comes in them. Now you know, now in authority position. But Hanumanji was exactly opposite. Hanumanji was so humble. And that is why he is glorified. Why today Ravana is not glorified? Even Ravana had all knowledge, all power, all lineage of birth, expert, everything. He was the best man. He was the most beautiful man also. We see him as a 10-year-old monster. But Ravana was a very beautiful, handsome man. Any woman would like to fall in love with him. Except that he had demoniac mind. But he had everything else. He was a son of a Brahmin. He did lot of tapasya. He pleased Lord Shiva. He had what he has not done. But all that is useless and unworth. Why? Unworthy. Because of what? It was a wrong attitude. So things are not bad. But when you have bad attitude, everything gets spoiled. And that's why Hanumanji is glorified. Hanumanji had all knowledge, all powers. In fact, it is explained in Ramayana that he was single-handedly able to kill Ravana also. But you know his greatness? He went to Lanka. First of all, his humility you see. First of all, his humility is that no Pash could have bound him. There was no Brahma Pash, Yama Pash, Varun Pash, nothing could have bound him. But when he saw that Indrajit threw Brahma Pash on him, he could have easily got away with it because he had the power. But he, out of humility, accepted Brahma Pash and decided to get bind with it. That is his greatness. And he had higher purpose. Why he did that? One was humility. Second was thinking, only if I get bound in this Brahma Pash, I can go to assembly of Lord Ravan and see who is he and what is all these things. I can study all these things. So he accepted that as a way to serve Lord Ram. There is humility based with service. So he chose to get bound by Brahma Pash as an honor to Lord Brahma, and he got bound and he was taken inside. And there also he says that he has so much power that he could have killed Ravan there only. But he wanted to give that glory to his master Lord Ram. Okay, this glory must go to my master. Okay, my master killed Lord Ram. So he didn't kill him. He only gave warning and he went away. Now, this is something very important to understand. When you know you are capable of doing great things, still you don't do for the sake of other. This mothers do many times. Mother can do many things, but then they appear to be inefficient and let the child do it. And let the child enjoy that, I did it. Or the mother will do everything in the cooking. कुछ कुकिंग कंपटीशन है स्कूल में, कुछ बनाने का है, सो वो बनाने के लिए स्कूल लेके जाने का है. मदर विल डू एवरीथिंग, बट देन शी विल से कि दिस माय सन मेड, एंड देयर द सन प्राइज कम्स, माय सन मेड पैटिस, बट एवरीथिंग मदर हैज डन. तो मदर विल लाइक द ग्लोरी टू गो टू सन, एंड शी विल नेवर से कि आई ओनली मेड द पोटैटो बेक्ड एंड आई ओनली पुट द स्पाइसेस, इट वाज माय मेजरमेंट. व्हेन टू लेडीज विल मेक, द वन लेडी विल से नो, the all measurement was, it was mine. She only did it on the fire. For all the measurement I gave to her. This is a competition of taking the credit. But here, when the servant is serving the master, the competition is to give the credit to others. And that is what Hanumanji did. Such a great asset and quality Hanumanji had. That he gave the credit to Lord Ram. Leave it to Lord Ram. At the same time, he was capable of lifting Sita and taking her back to Lord Ram immediately. There was no need of war. Nothing was there. He had got in Lanka. He had located her. The way he had come, he could have also gone back with her. But she said, see how he honored. It was like, you know, all service of Lord Ram from all the monkeys could have been finished that day. Why to fight? Why to kill? You wanted Sita, Sita is available, take her back to Lord Ram, matter in ends, go back to whom? Finished. Why to have massacre and killing and destruction, and why to have that? Bloodshed. But she said that I am Pativrata. I will not touch any other man by my will. I was forced. I didn't touch Ravan. Ravan touched me and forced me and dragged me, touch by touching me, to Lanka. But if now I were to come with you back to Lord Ram, I'll be willingly coming on you, on your body, and you'll take me flying. That I cannot do. So although there was a problem was going to be solved there only, he accepted her will out of humility. Yes, mother, I respect you. Okay, I'll go and give the message only. This is so simple, na? He would have said, mother, forget no right now. It's a matter of time. You just come on me for the sake of pleasing Lord Ram and finish the matter. But again, she also wanted her husband to come and prove to the world he is a true husband. It's not like Sita wanted everything to be killed and massacred and then only she would have gone. Sabko maro pehle, fir main aungi. Aisa nahi tha uska. That's why Ramayana is supposed to be everything ideal. Ideal wife, ideal husband, ideal brother. How they all behaved, you can study very minutely. In this such situation, what Sita did as an ideal wife? In such condition, what Lord Ram did as an ideal son? In such condition, what Lakshman did as an ideal brother? What Bharat did as an ideal brother? Everything is there in the mind. You can study very closely and learn so many things what she has. Another question of story of Hanuman's humility, which I always love to tell. Before that, I'll tell one more story to you. How clever Hanuman was. Hanuman is a monkey by nature. Now you can imagine, millions of monkeys are searching for Sita. Everybody's already only one, ki our master Sugriva had got kingdom back because of Lord Ram, and they have an agreement that I'll give your kingdom back to you by killing Wali, and you'll have to find my Sita and help me to get her back. Right? So all the monkey army is divided into four directions: east, west, north, and south. And everybody is only searching Sita. That's the only goal of their life. And here, Hanumanji was in southern party, south party. The party which went to south. Where Angad was there in that party also. Jambu was there in the party. And everybody got stuck at the ocean bank only. Ki who will jump? So although they knew, Sampati told them, ki, I can see Sita. Because I can see from millions of miles. I am seeing her, she is in Ashokvan. She is there. So the only thing remains is somebody has to go across the ocean. So Angad said, I can jump 60 yojanas. Jambuvan said, when I was young, I was jumping 90 yojanas. Now I am old. So they were all coming up to 50, 60, which was also a huge distance. Hanuman was like this. what to do. We are all helpless. So Jambuvan remembered the curse which was given to Hanuman. Because Hanuman then afterwards as a child tried doing so many masti, right, troubling all the sadhus and rishis. So they said this guy is, you know, with so much of power as a childish masti, he is just troubling everybody. So we should curse him for his benefit, that he will forget all his powers. And remember only when somebody reminds him. So on that day onward, the child became very sober, very well behaved and very nice. It went on for years and years and years till this point. Hanuman is feeling, what is the use of my life? I can't serve Lord Ram. We now know where Sita is. And I can't do anything. So sitting morose. At that time, the wise Jambuvanta, who was oldest of all, who knew the story, he went to Hanuman and said, Hanuman, you are the one who has this power. And he started glorifying him and reminding him of all powers. And while hearing only, Hanumanji became big and big and big and big and big. And he just, and he assumed a Virat Rupa, the Rudra Rupa. And he jumped. And he said that the mountain, the trees also got uprooted from where he jumped. So such a negative force of suction that he jumped from. He just sucked all the trees and big, big mountains became powder just by his jumping. And he went across. That's not the end of the story. He also found Sita there. He went here and there and searched, and ultimately he found her at the Ashok Vatika sitting there. Now, imagine yourself in that position. Now you are the one who has found her, who has seen her. You know, so much excitement will come in you. My God, I am the one. I am the one who found her. So you will get excited and you will do so many things. Maybe you will jump there in front of her. But you are so wise and so considerate. He didn't jump in front of her to terrify her. Because every day Ravana was sending people in different forms. Sometimes to scare her, sometimes to tempt her, sometimes to allure her, sometimes to... Somehow he wanted her to say yes to him. So he would use all means. Threatening, warning, you know, or threat of punishment, or demoness eating you. Or... So if Hanuman would have jumped, Sita has not seen anybody like that before. Suddenly some monkey is jumping on you. So he thought from all angles from Sita's point of view. Ki how she will take if I just jump. Yeah, yeah, I know, okay, I have come from Lord Ram. I'm a great man. I know I'm on what mission I am in. And I have already accomplished my mission. So now what is remaining is just take Sita away and go. But empathy is one quality of a great person. He is not thinking from his point of view. Okay, now how will take Sita? He is thinking what condition she is in. And what she will think and how she will take all these things. So what did she did? After all excitement of finding her and seeing her. And so how much happy he must be that time. He is sitting in the tree. And what he is doing? He is singing Ramayana. He started narrating Ramayana. Without even showing his form to her as a monkey. You know. And that first appeased Sita. Somebody is glorifying my husband. And then he came down. And very humbly, without noise, he just came down, bowed down to her and said, Mother, I have come to tell you. He introduced himself. So he knows she doesn't know him. So she introduced, he introduced, yeah, I am so and so. And then how to give her confidence, ki, I am the right man. I am not the demon sent by Ravan. Huh? So he took out the ring and he gave it to her. So he's trying to build relationships in such a way that she will have faith in him. In what he is going to tell her. I am Lord Ram's servant, messenger, and I come to tell you Lord Ram is coming. Even that message should be accepted by her, because she is such a averse now. Everything is happening negative for her. All the ladies are harassing her. Horrible looking people are, you know, threatening her. Ravan says, I'll eat you for breakfast if you don't listen to me. In 1 year's time, I'll kill you and eat you for my breakfast. Such kind of experiences are happening. So how Sita will accept his words very easily? Is that my guru has told me, you go to any cow and try to touch her. And the cow immediately starts moving violently. You should know that this cow is mishandled by people. Whoever man comes, either beats her or threatens her or something. So whoever man comes, she always behaves negatively. But if you go to a cow and you caress her nicely and she also starts raising her neck, that you scratch me here also. That means she is a well-handled cow. This cow is handled well. So she doesn't get scared of human beings. She allows them to do whatever they want. So like that, Sita was in an adverse condition. She was a mishandled lady. Everybody who would come in disguise to her in different forms would only harass her. Not that they would love her. Only one lady was there, Trijata. She was only talking nicely to her and giving good counsel. But everything else, everybody else was only harassing and threatening. So he thought from all angles ki what my mother is undergoing. And he was patient, although he was excited and happiness. He could be patient and with the needful in a very nice and bona fide way. The ring ka story kaise manu mein? That ring was a very typical story was there. It was said that when Lord Ram and Sita got married, the rings were exchanged. And one time, because Lord Ram is acting as a human being, no? He has come as a human being. So he was acting as a, behaving like a human being. So in that role of human being, the husband and wife had a fight one day. And then they did not speak to one another for 3 days. At the end of third day, they both wanted to speak one another, each to each other. Hota hai na koi husband wife mein. You're married? Not yet, sir. We have fought, but now we want to talk. And who will start talking? So there's a hesitation. Dono think, they are thinking how to start. So like that, Lord Ram and Sita, both are thinking how to start. And then they don't know what to do. So then Sita Devi, what she did, she took out the ring and she just appeared as if the ring fell down on the ground. And Lord Ram just immediately went and picked up the ring and gave to Sita. And immediately they smiled and they again got united. So that ring was taken by Hanuman. And that ring was given by Lord Ram to Hanuman to give her. So as soon as that ring was given to her, she smiled, you know, because she remembered that event. Hey, this ring, that ring, remember? So she became so happy that he united me with the loving and pleasant memory of my husband. So that built confidence in Sita Devi. And then there was discussion. Afterwards, he could open his heart and tell exactly what happened and how Lord Ram is crying for you and how he is in Vanvas and crying, beating his chest every day for you, and he is determined to do anything to receive you. So he gave her hope. So actually he is doing a big psychotherapy session with her. Isn't it true? You are meeting an aggrieved person, a harassed person, completely, you know, kya kehte na usko, mentally collapsed person. Sometimes also hopeless, na, because she doesn't know, can Ram ever come in this area, across the ocean, in the complete tight security of Ravan, electric barbed wires and demonesses everywhere standing and everywhere guards are going, and how can he ever reach here? So there was one side in her mind was thought that, will my husband ever come here in this place? Can he reach here when he wants to reach? And one side she was thinking, my husband is so great that he can do anything, he will still come. But you know, a depressed person is always going in pendulum. Hopelessness, great hope, hopelessness, great hope. So you have to handle it very nicely. So first he created confidence in her, behaved very gently, and then when rapport was built up, he spoke to her and gave her full confidence to the extent that, mother, come on my back, I will take you right now. But in the end, he was not attached to that glory, ki look, I brought Sita back. He also forgave, he also sacrificed that. He was patient. So, okay, I've done the job, but the last job which I could do to save her right now is not coming in my hand. So, okay, I'm okay with it. And he went back. Such a wonderful servant he is. And such intelligent servant he was. You know? His intelligence was not ego-based. Ki my intelligence, I'll see that all glory will come to me. Now, I am the chosen one. Among all the monkeys, nobody had reached. I have reached here. I've done all the job. I've also destroyed Ashokavan. I also seen Lord Ravan, and I also assessed everything what's happening, what are the strong points, weak points in the whole kingdom, and where to attack, and everything I have done. Now, last thing is, I have to carry Sita and get the full glory to myself. Where did he do that? That is a sign of a great servant. A great servant is, always he will do what will please his master. He will not do what he thinks will please his master. He will do what the master wants. Sometimes, you know, I may think this will please you, but I don't think what exactly will please you. I should ask you, rather than thinking myself only ki this will please her. Rather than humility means, I know I have some ideas, but still out of humility I'll ask you, madam, what will please you? I'm a great cook. I can do many things and really make a nice setup of cooking items for you. But still, I'll call Vaidehi and say, okay, we are coming for dinner at my house. What I should cook for you? Although I know exactly what I'll make great things, but humility is that still I'll call you and ask you, okay, madam, what do you like to have? So she will say, okay, I love this. Okay, that will be the menu. The servant's nature is, he will always please his master the way the master wants, not the way he wants. There's a very subtle point there. So that's why in husband-wife relationships, in family life also, if you want to really please, then don't try to please the master or your person whom you want to please in your way. Please the people in their way. So this is Hanuman. Also, when Lord Ram came to Vishwasinga mountain, searching for Sita, and Sugriva was on the mountain, and they saw, hurry, two men are coming with a big bow, you know. Is this Vali's people to search me? Has Vali sent them to search me and kill me? So they were scared on top of the mountain, ki Vali will come, maybe he will kill us. They trusted only Hanuman that time. Ki he is wise enough and capable enough to go and exactly find out who they are. Sarmaji immediately disguised as a sadhu. And he sang beautiful shlokas and pleased them and found out who they are. And then changed his form and lifted them and took them to mountain. So he was the one. Trustworthy servant of his brother also, Sugriva. Another story of his humility is, Lord Ramchandra left the kingdom in the end of the story of Ramayana. And he told Hanumanji, you have to stay back. He said, you are servicey, and now you can imagine, his beloved Lord is going back to Ayodhya, spiritual world. And everybody is going back with him on one huge, not city-like, nation-like airplane. The airplane was so big that millions of people were there on that. And it went to Ayodhya, spiritual world. You want to go with him or not? Everybody is going, you also, one of his army people, you also like to go, na? But he was told to stay back. He and Kakbhushundi, there were two. One was Crow, that Rishi Crow. It's a big story about Kakbhushundi. That Kakbhushundi and Hanumanji, they were told, ki, you have to stay back and spread the glories of my story. Ramayan story and my name, Ram Naam, you should spread. And wherever, till the time Ramayan and Ram Naam is being chanted in the world, you will be here only. Even today Hanuman is here, by the way. So, he stayed back. Imagine the sacrifice. Wouldn't you have to go with Lord Ram, your master? You served him so much and he's going, you'll have to go with him. But to please him, he accepted the position and he stayed over. Then Treta Yuga got over, Dwapar Yuga began, and Dwapar Yuga also got over. In the end of Dwapar Yuga, Lord Krishna came. And Lord Krishna is Lord Ram only, same. So Lord Krishna had three people. One is Garuda, who is the expert carrier of Lord Ram, Lord Krishna. Rukmini, the topmost of the queens of Dwarka, the most beautiful one. And Sudarshan Chakra, the invincible weapon of Lord Krishna, which nobody could ever defeat. So at one point of time, these three people were so qualified in their own way. And they were the best in their own way. But they became little proud because of their position at one point of time. Garuda thought, ki, my speed is such, you know, nobody can match my speed. No one, no chariot, nobody, no horse, nothing. I have such speed. I take my Lord Sri Krishna on myself. And even wind cannot match me. I even fly with the speed of mind. Talk of speed of wind. So he became proud. And Rukmini thought, I am Patrani. Out of 16,108, I am number one queen. My position is the topmost. And what I cook and what I do and how I look and how he is henpecked husband with me and everything. She thought, I am the best one. And Chakra thought, look at me. This weapon that I am, nobody can defeat. And Brahmastra can't defeat me. I am the invincible weapon. Whenever I am thrown by my Lord, I only defeat and come back. So Lord Krishna thought, I love these devotees of mine. I love my servants. But he doesn't like them to be proud. Because pride is one thing, that takes the servant away from the master. The servant becomes proud, then he goes naturally away from the master. Immediately there is a separation from master and servant. So Lord Ram, Lord Krishna didn't like it. He said, "I must help my servants to become humble." So whom he chose? He chose Hanuman. And Hanuman was there in this world. So he just thought of Hanuman in Dwarka. Hanuman got telepathic message that my Lord wants me. But he said that in the message that don't come in Dwarka, just be at the border of Dwarka in the forest and I will let you know when to come. So Hanumanji, wherever he was, he came to that forest and he was eating fruits and having nice fun in the forest as a monkey. And then he told Garuda that please go, and my great devotee has come, Hanuman, he is a monkey, please bring him, invite him and bring him with you. It's like, you know, sending a car and bringing a guest from airport. So like that he sent his car, Garuda, and he told Rukmini, "Hey, look, in my last incarnation I have a greatest devotee, Hanumanji. He is coming to visit. So I think you should become the most beautiful today. You should dress up yourself, Shringar, in such a way that you should look the best. Because my servant should see that, you know, this is my wife." If you go to a big function, you tell your wife, "Ki, wear this sari and wear this ornament and make your hairstyle like this and do this and put this spray and so many things, flowers." You'll, some idea you'll give your wife, "Ki, I want you to be the best beautiful lady next to me." So he told Rukmini, He's coming and you be ready. And he told Chakra that, because Chakra's job was to protect Dwarka, and Chakra always revolved in the air to see anybody is coming. So he told Chakra, "Your job is that some monkey is coming, and just guard my city from that monkey." So I don't want, you know, unwanted creatures to come in my city, so you just be on guard today. So Rukmini went and started dressing up nicely in the Shringar Kaksh, and then immediately Garuda went, and he just went, matlab kya, he thought and he was there. It's not that he was traveling, he was going and looking here and there. He just, on the next instant he was there, and he saw the monkey eating fruits in the in the forest. So he says, "Bow down to him, my master has sent me, please come." So Hanumanji said, "Ki, you go ahead, I'll come." So that, what a foolish monkey. He doesn't know that I have such a speed, and how can he match up? How can he come earlier than my? It's like, you know, I'm sending a Mercedes car to you, and you are telling me, "You go ahead, I'll come on scooter." So he said, "What a fool he is, you know, I am Mercedes car, I can take you such a speed." But he thought, "Ki, akhir monkey to hai na, abhi, so kitna akal hoga." Theek hai, he tried to convince him, but he said, "Ki, you don't go, don't worry. I'll come, you just go ahead." So with the same speed, Garuda started going back. After some time, Hanumanji, you know, ate all his fruits and he was satisfied. And he just jumped. And he reached Dwarka. Okay. And he just jumped, he didn't have to travel, he just jumped. In one long jump, he was in Dwarka. So as soon as he wanted to enter Dwarka, the chakra came. "Shh, who are you? You're not supposed to enter. I have already been given signal from my master that somebody will come like this." So he just said, "You have to fight with me." So Hanuman said, "Who is this chakra? You know, he's coming in between my way of meeting my Lord. I'm so eager to meet my Lord. After one yuga, he's calling me to meet him. I can't accept any hindrance in way." So usse chakra ko aisa pakda, he just folded him nicely and put him in his mouth, you know. He just went inside Dwarka. So he was like, Lord Ram was so happy, and Lord Krishna was so happy to see him, and Hanumanji was so happy to see Lord Krishna and bowed down, they embraced and they talked for a while, for a long time, and everybody was watching in Dwarka assembly, "Wow, who is this man? He's a monkey, but look at Lord Krishna is treating him so nicely. He must be a great soul. You know, I have not seen in this kingdom such a reception for somehow, so much loving, our Lord is so much in love." So long time they were all wonderstruck with awe and reverence. "My God, this person is such a great person." And then long time they discussed, and they're watching him discussing things, you know. Sometimes great people come, na? So you just keep watching. How they're talking, how they're embracing, how they're... You just keep watching. You're just watching. After some time, Hanumanji asks Lord Krishna in the ear, who is Dasi sitting next to you? Who is this Dasi sitting next to you? Enough loudly, so that Rukmini also can hear. So Rukmini was thinking, she is so beautiful. And he said that Sita Devi was so beautiful and you would sit with her in assembly in Ayodhya. And now you are sitting with Dasi. So first, uska garvahan ho gaya. Immediately she understood ki, I think I am the best of all queens and beautiful Patrani of Krishna, but my beauty is matching with Sita Devi's Dasi's, you know. Sita Devi must be so beautiful. And my best beauty and best of my abilities is equal to one of the Dasi's of Sita. So she immediately came to earth on the ground. And after all that, Lord Krishna asked him, ki, why your cheek is swollen? Is something went wrong on the way? He said, no, somebody called Chakra was on the way. In Sudarshan, he told me that you can't go inside. So I was disturbed. So I just bundled him and put him in my mouth. He said, no, he is my servant Chakra. He is my weapon. Please release him. So he just released him. And Chakra was like, sorry, please, I didn't understand you and I thought I was very powerful. So Chakra was released. After all that, Garuda reached, thinking that he is the fastest, to tell Lord Krishna that your servant is such a fool, he doesn't want to come with me. So he is here. Since long time he is here. So what? When did you come? Sir, I came long back. Sir, I was traveling all the way from there to here. So he thought he is the fastest. But this fellow has come already long time back. So in one shot, with one personality, Lord Krishna could help three of his big devotees to become humble. So Lord Krishna had one personality who was such an example of humility, who could teach three important devotees of Krishna to become humble. And Lord Krishna could choose that person, Hanumanji. It's like that. So Hanumanji's personality is such a great personality. He was best in everything. He knew exactly how to deal with situations. And he never was confused. And his determination was so strong that nothing could stop him. He was tested and tempted at so many times. But one should learn focus from him. He was so focused on his mission. Nothing could tempt him. You know that Simvika came and that Surasa came on the way. And first that Mainak Parvat came, and then end mein Simhika came, and he used all his powers. Generally, when you are having a lot of powers, na, use it for your glory, to show how great you are. But he used all his powers and all his expertise only to serve Lord Ram, and nothing for his own purpose. That is why he became more glorious. If you have something and use for yourself, you condemn yourself actually. Finally, you condemn yourself. But when you have something great and you use it for good purpose, and in our contest, in service to the Lord, that power becomes multiplied in you. An example is Hanumanji. So today is the birthday of that great soul, Hanumanji, which added glory to Lord Ram also. At the end of the story, Lord Ram, he said, what do you want? Please tell me. I want to give you benediction to you. So Lord Ram embraced him. And Lord, what Hanuman said? He asked him, you want a kingdom? What do you want? You want a planet? You want powers? You want anything you want to ask me? Because Lord Ram is so happy when the king becomes happy, who's the Lord himself, and he wants to give you what he cannot give you. He has everything in the whole creation to give you. What Hanuman asked? Anybody knows? Any guess?
Keep me in your heart.
Always give me your service. Never let me not do your service. Always keep me in your service. बहुत बड़ा त्याग है ये. हम लोग को पूछेगा ना क्या चाहिए, बोले क्या बंगला मांगू, गाड़ी मांगू, क्या क्या डिजायर था मेरा, कितना डिजायर था, लिस्ट बड़ा याद भी नहीं आ रहा है अभी, क्या मांगू और क्या नहीं मांगू. दिस इज वॉट अवर माइंड विल बी क्रूटली मैड, वॉट टू आस्क नाउ, हाउ टू गेट द बेस्ट बेनिफिट ऑफ द गिवन सिचुएशन. दिस इज विल बी योर माइंड, अवर माइंड. बट दिस फेलो इज सेइंग, I want service only. So Lord Ram said, ki, I become yours by your desire of having service. Na, you have purchased me. Maybe I have this thing to give you. If I can give you, I'll give you. But here I'm not giving this to you. I'm giving myself to you. And he has bought the Lord. Lord has sold himself to his devotee. That is the glory of Hanuman. And he was right from beginning always like that. So that's why we remember him. His service attitude was so strong that one time he saw Sita dressing herself nicely. She was doing Shringar, you know. And in the end of the Shringar, she put Sindur in her parting. She didn't understand. Everything he understood, makeup, everything she understood, flowers and sari and everything he understood, nice hair plaits and oils and everything. But this he didn't understand. So he asked her, what is this you are putting in your mang, in your parting of the hair? He said, this is emblem of my saubhagya, my being wife of my husband. But he said, why this chemical, you know, why this, kya kehte hain usko? Red sindur, red pigment. So he said that because he is ultimately acting as a monkey, so he acted as innocent. He said, but why this red powder? So she finally said that, you know, actually what? When I put this in my parting, Lord Ram becomes very happy. You know, like how your child will tell, ki mamma, what are you wearing? So this is Mangalsutra. What is Mangalsutra? Why black money only? Why gold only? Why ulta vati is ulta vati? Finally you say, no, your papa likes it very much, so I wear it. Simple answer to give a child. So she said, ki, Lord Ram likes it very much. So he said, wow, putting so much here, he's so happy. I'll put it on my whole body only. So next day, he applied the sindur for whole body and sat on the road where Lord Ramchandra is going to his darbar. On the road, he's sitting there. So Lord Ram saying, Hanuman, what happened to you? What is this? He said, yesterday Mother Sita told me that you become so happy by putting that thing on the hair, in little bit here. So I thought, I'll please you. So look at his innocence. At the same time, so much he's determined. He doesn't care that the world will laugh at me and the world will make fun of me, that he has put sindur instead of everywhere he has put sindur. So that form is worship today. Lord Hanumanji with sindur is worship today. For what? For that service attitude. There's so much service attitude. Even today also we put sindur on his body and that sindur we take and put on our head. That sindur represents that mood to serve and to please the master. It's not just sindur ke Hanuman ji ke paas gaye sindur lagaye. That sindur represents that so much desire he had to please his master. At any cost, he was wanted to please his master. At the cost of appearing foolish also. He didn't mind. He didn't care what people would talk about him and make fun of him and laugh at him. So to remember that, we go to Hanuman ji filled with sindur and bow down to him. So Hanuman ji's glory is unlimited. Every activity of his is very thoughtful, very deep and selfless. In any activity, the self is not there. Only the master is there. What will happen to me and what will I will get and what is my position after that? And self is out. Only master is there inside. That is why he is glorified as the emblem of servitude. Dasyatva. He is the topmost authority and topmost person as far as service is concerned. Topic of service is concerned, seva, he is the topmost. So Dasya Ras, the only example, topmost example is Hanumanji. Bolo Pavan Putra Hanuman ki Jai. Thank you so much.